This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us there in the studio tonight. By the way, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything. We were talking about a college campus coffee shop that has kicked out some Make America Great Again hat wearers.
Yes.
And these people, there was no, at least so far in the story, there was no allegation that these individuals were causing any kind of ruckus. They weren't going and, you know, getting in somebody's face or making fun of someone. They were just sitting there enjoying their own company with these hats on, and the manager apparently came up to tell them they had to go. Mark, you were sharing that story with us from Campus Reform.
Yep, going on here that the president says, I'm protecting my customers. Now, I don't know what the president is, but let's say the coffee shop manager? I'm not sure. It's
okay.
The president.
Yeah, you had told me before it was the manager.
They say, we're your customers. We bought something, CR, that's Campus Reform,
yes,
member replied. I don't want people like you supporting this club. I guess it's a coffee club.
People like you.
Yeah. No one here wants people like you supporting our club, the president retorted.
We don't
I'm giving you 5 minutes.
Here.
The student had asked for a refund, to which the president responded, you had some coffee. Do not try to outsmart me.
Now, I don't think it's unreasonable to ask for a refund in a situation like that. All right, fine. You don't want my presence here.
If
well, I don't want my money here.
$2 for a cup of coffee to be able to drink it in a coffee shop,
yeah,
and then they say, well, you're going to take your $2 coffee and leave, then I think that to
some
extent,
they owe you money.
Yeah, I think to some you've been jilted.
I mean, really, they can't even kick you out because you have a contract to, you know, for this.
Well, there's no contract.
There's not a piece of paper. A piece
right.
of paper is not what a contract is.
Well,
say it to him again!
Well, I mean, there's no... Without any terms, you don't have a contract. You
when
may
they
have
put your coffee in a cup, there's yeah. a freaking term, Ian. The term of the coffee.
There's an unspoken
coffee shops
agreement.
Say that you... I mean, basically, you get an hour or two to finish your coffee so that and use their Wi-Fi.
Yeah, there's an unspoken agreement there, but there's no... I mean, there's no
That's
actual
a contract,
explicit
dude.
Contract.
No, there's a contract of what you're getting when you buy $8 cup of coffee.
But wait a minute. In order to have a contract, don't you have to have an offer, an acceptance, and
yeah, and they accepted the money.
When you
and
are putting out
minds?
Free Wi-Fi
yes.
and selling coffee for $2,
yeah.
the offer is you can stay here and do your schoolwork and drink coffee.
I agree with you. That's generally what you know is the expectation.
Right.
And
I
agree
the
that
offer
if the,
and the acceptance.
I agree that if the other side
okay,
breaks
so,
from
so
I agree if the other guy, other side breaks from tradition and tries to kick out the customer, that they certainly should issue a refund. That's the right thing to do. But no one's under contract here. I mean,
okay,
I'm not
so
under
if
a contract.
I go to a hairdresser and say I want to make an appointment, and they're like, okay. And then I sit in the chair, and they cut my hair, and I go to leave, and they're like, you owe me money. And I'm like, I don't have a contract. Peace.
Yeah. Well, obviously,
no, that is violating a contract, even though they didn't say, okay, well, you know that's going to be $65 every time.
You took somebody's service without paying for it. That's what happened.
They took their money
took their
and
money,
didn't
yeah.
deliver the entire service.
Yeah. I mean, I think you've got an argument, but I don't think you have a contract.
I think you do.
How do you have a contract that hasn't been written down? I mean, are you arguing for the social contract now, both
no.
of you?
No, because no one agreed to that.
Contracts
no
don't have to be written
that.
Down, Ian.
They say you agreed to it by being here.
But you did. Okay, it doesn't matter if they say you agreed to it. It matters if you actually agreed to it. If these people came in and said, hello, coffee shop, you agreed to let us be here and sat down. If that didn't actually happen, then they have to leave.
The terms of the social contract are, besides the fact that social contract doesn't actually exist
uh-huh.
in time
These contracts
and space,
don't exist either.
I
We're
understand.
Talking about
besides
social agreements.
That, listen,
Yeah, we're talking about
so we're talking about implicit agreements,
right?
Which
implicit
is an entirely
social agreements.
Thing.
It has to do with society and the way that things tend to work. If I had just woken up from, you know, if I was Encino Man and, you know, taken out of ice from the last, you know, several thousand years.
What evidence do you have that that's not true?
Well, I can't prove anything to you.
Okay.
But if I were to walk into a grocery store, I would have no idea that I was expected by society to stop at those little things where people are lined up and waiting, and, you know, there's this strange machine that beeps a lot. I would have no idea that I was expected to actually pay for the food. I would be amazed at all of the food that was just sitting there for me to take, and I would just walk out of the store because I would have no idea. But yet people would be arguing, hey, as soon as you walk through those doors, you were under contract to pay for that food that you took.
Well, no, that's just theft, really. Because
it is theft. I agree with you. It's theft. But it's, you know,
but you, but
I don't have
that
a contract
case, you didn't
that
violate
says,
a contract because you didn't have the store do anything for you. You just stole from them.
Okay. I see what you're saying. But if it's not written down, you don't have a contract. You've got an agreement that's unspoken, and that is not
an agreement is a contract.
Because when you have contracts that are not written down, people will forget about what the terms are.
Agreed.
If there ever was an agreement
to terms.
Okay,
so that's why it's a good idea to write down your contract.
It's a good idea to write down your contract.
But you don't want to write down a contract every time somebody walks into your coffee shop, so you just sort of have to go by social norms and expectations. And I think that it is an expectation that if you buy these things, you should be able to sit down and quietly enjoy it.
And it probably says, you know, Wi-Fi on the door and, you know, maybe something
for
about the seating,
only.
Maybe not. So they did it. It's not really just an expectation at that point. It's an advertised part of
what
the service.
What if you're blind? There's not a little audio message that goes off when you walk through the door.
There
what
might
if,
be Braille.
What if you're
you don't
dumb?
Know.
Look, that's all we're talking about here is expectations in society versus an actual contract. And I'm sorry, I understand you're an attorney, Melanie, but I don't buy the idea that social expectation
well,
is the same as
so
a contract.
Well, status as a not attorney doesn't because we're not talking about laws. If we're talking about laws, then me and Mark win. We're not talking about laws. We're talking about, you know, under the NAP, is this a
the
contract?
The non-aggression principle.
And if you agree to do a thing, take money or any item for that thing and then don't do it, you've violated a contract.
Right, but there was no contract here. These guys didn't know how long they were going to be able to drink that coffee for. I mean, how long do you get to sit there? Is it an hour? Is it 3 hours? Is it an hour for every cup of coffee that you purchase?
I think that's an interesting question, and that would be something up to an arbitrator. It is not written down. So
it's not a contract.
Well, hold on, Ian. Yeah. What you seem to be hanging this on is, well, the social contract.
It's not even a verbal agreement.
Right. Why can't I finish what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
The social contract isn't written. These contracts aren't written.
That's right.
Therefore, if I concede that the unwritten contracts are contracts, I will be conceding that the social contract is
true. I think
true.
You're closer to conceding the social contract, yes.
I would dispute that because the social contract is amorphous and ever-changing. It is whatever anybody wants it
same
to be.
Same thing's true here.
At any given moment. That's not true.
How do you know that the rules at one coffee shop are the same as the other one?
They're not, but they're the
right,
same.
Right, but not
them
are written down.
Starbucks will let you sit there all day if you buy one cup of coffee. Most coffee shops will let you stay there for a few hours if you buy one cup of coffee. I've seen coffee shops that had a sign that said X amount of dollars equals X amount of hours.
Now that's more
like
that's
that.
More explicit to me.
Right,
if you've got some kind of notice up that says what people should expect,
you aren't born in a coffee shop. So there's a difference between the social contract and an implicit contract, okay? And you don't get to just change the terms, like say, I'm going to take the manager's car and run down to the dry cleaner and pick up my stuff,
okay.
Right? You don't just get to make these blanket changes. There right. is a there's an evolved
social
agreement,
norms. Yep.
Right? A norm,
implicit agreements.
I'm going to call yep. it a contract. You know, because people understand when they walk in, there's an agreement, and then there's a transfer of money.
That's what they understand
ahead
most
of time,
them.
Right? And so it looks remarkably like a contract, unlike the social contract, which looks nothing like a contract. There are no aspects of a contract that the social contract adheres to. There are many aspects that
the
implicit
argument
contract,
for the social contract would be that you became consenting to it when you stayed in a place. And that place has terms. You can go and read them. They're called statutes and ordinances.
They're applied
and you can go and read
arbitrarily
those anytime you want.
And no, you can't say that when I choose to stay in a piece of land that you get to apply
the
ownership
coffee shop
of that land.
Okay, yeah, so if I'm living in the post office, maybe you have an argument for the social contract. But as long as I'm not living in a post office
contract.
Or even a state park,
I'm arguing that things
no
that are not written
there.
Down are not contracts. There's more coming up here in moments. You can have a verbal agreement, but that's not the same thing as a contract. It doesn't hold near as much weight.
Everybody who writes contracts disagrees with you.
855. We're talking about written contracts? Because that's a real contract.
Nope.
You're not talking about that. More coming up.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dynavite.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge. I'm a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What that was, but I hope that we're on the air. I think that we are. back on the air. Anyway, welcome back to Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, hopefully, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Now, we've been debating what a contract is here on Free Talk Live in the last moment. We're going to get back into the college students kicked out of a coffee shop. Did they violate a contract? Did the coffee shop violate a contract? Who violated the contract in this particular case? Because the two of you, Melanie and Mark, are arguing that there was a contract in place, an implicit contract that said that the coffee shop needed to deliver a certain level of service in order, you know,
I mean,
in return
if there's not, then on what grounds can they even ask for a refund in the first place?
Well, again, there's no terms to this contract, so therefore the grounds are they didn't like how they were treated. The coffee shop should give them the refund because the $2 they give them back is far more worth doing, in my opinion, than having a bunch of people out there bad-mouthing them or, you know, standing outside yelling or protesting.
Yeah, this probably wouldn't have ever made it to the news if they'd gave them the $8 back, in my opinion.
Less likely. It was less likely to do so. Now, by the way, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. If you're interested in getting into Bitcoin and learning about it, it's definitely not too late. You can go to Bitcoin.com and learn the basics there. They've got a lot of good information, how to get set up with your first Bitcoin wallet and the differences between the different types of Bitcoin that are out there now. You can go to Bitcoin.com to learn about Bitcoin. And then if you want to get to the latest news headlines on from the Bitcoin universe, they've got a great news site over at news.bitcoin.com. So be sure you check that out, all of it over at Bitcoin.com. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, the Black's Law, 9th edition definition of contract number one, an agreement between two or more parties creating obligations that are enforceable or otherwise recognizable at law. And the number two definition is the writing that sets forth such an agreement.
That's why it's number
right,
two.
So
then,
case,
you do not have an explicit agreement.
Forbes says the only two elements that are necessary to make a valid legal contract is all parties are in agreement, and that's mm-hmm. why we write things down.
That's
so
right.
That all parties
so they can
will
understand.
But that doesn't mean that they're actually in agreement.
That's an evidentiary issue. So if it's a good idea to have cameras on your perimeter, that doesn't mean that someone's not committing property damage if they steal your flag when you don't have a camera up.
Right.
So, and the other thing, something of value must be exchanged. Mm-hmm. In this case, the terms of the contract are laid out from a societal level, and it comes to expectation probably of a neutral arbitrator to, decide that. Some of the things that the coffee shop is offering is coffee, but they're also offering cups. Was the coffee given in a paper cup, or was it in a mug?
Mm-hmm.
If the coffee was issued in a mug, it's clear and obvious that people were sitting around drinking coffee. Is there free Wi-Fi? Are there tables? Are there chairs? If all these things are present, if coffee costs $2.50, there's tables, chairs, and it came in a porcelain mug, it's pretty friggin' obvious that, yes, that guy deserves his money back if he's being kicked out.
I think the guy does deserve his money back, but it doesn't have anything to do with a contract. It has to do with good customer service. It has to do with the image of the business in the eyes of the people that are its regular customers.
The people who are its regular customers want to see this guy nailed through the head with a stapler. Yeah. I mean, the people who are the regular customers here are liberal college students that want to see somebody wearing a Make America Great Again hat set on fire and run down the common.
The argument could have been that they should have known that when they went into the place, and they should have known that
they
the coffee
did.
Shop had a policy about a safe space. Maybe they should have read the rules before they went into the coffee shop. Who's in violation of the contract here?
I really don't think that the safe space rules were posted anywhere. Okay, if there was a sign on the wall that said this is a safe space and they walked in like that, then I agree with
but
you.
But what obligation would they have to read
that.
All the signs on the wall?
If somebody is in that coffee shop with a Hillary t-shirt or a Bernie 2016 t-shirt and they walked in with a Make America Great Again hat, they have every right to be there. I doubt very seriously that the safe space rules are enforced fairly, and that's what campus reform is attempting to prove.
That's not even a fairness issue. We all know what a safe space is, and we all know that you can wear a Hillary hat in one and you can't wear a Trump hat in one. whether or not it was advertised as a safe space is kind of the issue, because if it's advertised as a safe space and you walked in with a Trump hat, then you know you don't belong there.
Wait, are you saying that Trump people don't need safe spaces too?
Whether or not they need one,
they can be just as snowflakeish as any of the other ones.
Whether or not they need one is not the issue. We know what the
this wasn't their safe space.
We know what the safe space is, and we know what side uses that term. So
right.
If something is advertised as a safe space, you know that it's a leftist or far left.
Well, you could also say that you should know that pretty much every coffee shop is going to be a far left place, and so that your type isn't welcome there, and so you violated the contract by even showing up.
Even if they are all
because you don't know
what
the damn terms are.
Advertised as being this is a far left
place. No, you know what the terms are, and I disagree with Melanie. The terms are that there will be no political speech here. And what the implementation of those terms are. Hold on. No, they're not. They're not going to be in their actual terms. If they're calling themselves a safe space, they're going to say things like, you're not allowed to have political speech here. And the reason is because somebody will bring a Make America Great Again hat in. They don't mind the political speech from the left, but they do mind it from the right. And they understand what fairness is to some extent. And so, therefore, they will prevent political speech from the left in order to prevent political speech from the right.
Let's go to Genesis, calling from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Genesis.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey.
Hey, I can't believe what they're teaching these kids in school. I think we need to have a book burning ceremony.
Why?
Learn all the Commie Corps books. That they're teaching them all this communist stuff. The whole Commie Corps.
So you think burning books is the solution to ideas you don't like?
Well, not the communist ideas that they want to run down America's throat. No, it's not a good idea.
I don't know what it's about. I don't
know
that burning books is the best way to get across your point of being intellectually honest or being not a communist.
Yeah, I think you should implement the best way to show students that communism doesn't work is to implement socialism in grading. To make the kids that study hard get the same grades as the kids who don't study at all, and then
No, they're not going to do it. That's why what's wrong with America. Half of them's working their behinds off, the other half are just sitting back.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, I can't say I support book burnings. I think that would be a disturbing, precedent to set, because it's acceptable to burn some books, then it should be acceptable to burn any books. And would you like it if your books got burned?
No, but these are communist books that they got in schools, from grade school through college.
Here's what you ought to do, then. Get your kids out of the government schools and out of the colleges, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, we've got to worry about it because it affects society. You keep missing that point.
Yeah, the problem with that is that we're forced to pay for the government schools, even if we take our kids out of them.
Stop paying for it.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Hey, look, Genesis, I get where you're coming from, but I don't think that you're going to defeat ideas by destroying the carriers of those ideas. I think you're better off just talking about why communism doesn't work and showing the evidence for it to anybody who's willing to listen. Because if you try to crush it with, you know, destruction of property, I think you're going to find that those ideas will slip through your fingers. So
no, they need to burn their own books. Don't wake up someday and do it.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Genesis. I appreciate hearing from you. You can take control of the airwaves with us here on Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com. Or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us on the radio waves here. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Blink Home Security System will be delivered to your door when you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL like Free Talk Live. And get the Blink Home Security System. Super easy to get this thing set up. If you've ever done an install for a large home security system or even a small one, it usually involves drilling holes, pulling wires through walls, and a huge hassle and expense and time sink of just getting those things set up. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, you just get rid of all that hassle because you plug in the one wire in the system, which is the power cable for the hub. You then pop some batteries into cameras, put them wherever you want to, get it all set up easily and within minutes on your Wi-Fi-enabled device like your tablet or your smartphone. You can also get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one security camera over at BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL. As we continue here, we'll go to your call and thoughts to Skype, where Socrates is on the line in Nashua. Go ahead, Socrates.
Hey, I just wanted to add into the conversation about contracts. You're really arguing between the difference between an implicit contract and an explicit contract. When you see a sign outside of the store that says no shirt, no shoes, no business, that's when you enter that establishment, you are agreeing to those terms. Now, because the establishment is open to the business, like you don't have to knock and say a passcode, there's a common law that basically has what you would say common decency between the people that are purchasing at the establishment and those that are buying. when you receive a menu or you see a price next to an item and order that item, you are agreeing to that price.
That's right.
Before you pay. So in this case, the only way that these people would be in violation of the store's policy is if the policy was labeled outside of the window before they entered the establishment.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. However, obviously the store gets to refuse service to anybody that they would like to.
Before they take the money, they do.
And they can, well, I agree. They should have given the money back is what they should have done and then, said bye-bye. But, the store can refuse the service if they so choose at any time based on the behavior. Just because, they've worn shoes into the restaurant and worn a T-shirt doesn't mean they get to, jump around like fools and knock over the furniture, right? Like, there's no contract that says you're supposed to behave yourself, but that's, again, one of those implicit agreements that we all just sort of, agree to in polite society.
Right, it's applied under common law. Yeah, I agree with you. But in terms of entering a contract, almost everything, every exchange is an implicit contract. Just the only difference between a written contract and a verbal contract is the very notion of that people, change what they think the terms were.
Right. In a written contract, you can't say you didn't know. It was right there.
Well, you can have a vague written contract, and you can have an explicit or an implicit verbal contract. You can have an explicit verbal contract.
If you write a contract in a sufficient level of legalese, then the person's not going to understand it anyway.
That's true. Then you don't have a meeting of the minds. Which is why I argue that a lot of these corporate contracts are not real contracts because nobody ever reads them. And on top of that, no one ever signs the other side of it. The corporation just gives you this, you're at a cell phone store. You get a lengthy printout. I remember doing this years ago in Florida. They just print out this long terms of service or whatever. You're supposed to sign it. You're supposed to agree to it, even though almost every one of them has a term in the agreement that says that the other side can change the agreement at any time without even so much as noticing you about it. So I'm sorry, that's not a contract either. That's just a set of expectations. And
it's a terms of service.
Yeah.
Actually, just on that same note, we have Comcast in New Hampshire. If they change the terms of your agreement without notice 1 month to month, and you notice it, and you call and complain, they will actually give you a reimbursement for them not giving you notice, because it is against common law principles to change a contract or to not provide service without first giving you notice. So if your internet goes down and they didn't tell you ahead of time, they actually owe you for the time there that was down. Just
that's
food
right.
For thought.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Socrates, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I was kind of curious, though, if you guys could pick up your contract with the Free State Project again.
I'm not personally banned. The show is banned.
That's correct.
They keep asking me to volunteer.
Are you still a member?
I didn't really see the purpose of informing them that they quasi-banned me, so they're not going to adjust the counter anyway. Like, it's just not worth... I shouldn't have signed, but at the same time, like, it's just not worth my time to, like, go and officially, like...
Yeah.
It's not going to do anything.
Are you saying...
I don't have an agreement with the FSP.
Right. No, we did at one point. Are you saying, Socrates, that you want us to have some sort of a partnership with them again?
Well, yeah, the Free State Project is falling apart without the Liberty Talk Radio kind of being the forefront.
Right, so then what's our incentive to have any relationship with them if they're just falling apart without us?
Yeah, why should we care?
I mean, the FSP keeps emailing me to volunteer, and I'm like, don't want to be mean to the particular, board member that's emailing me, but at the same time, it's like, this is kind of undignified. You're like... emailing someone that you, like, didn't exactly ban, but didn't exactly not ban either. Like, you didn't ban me, but you banned everything I do. So, no, find volunteers among your members.
Maybe
this is just weird.
Maybe they're just sending a catch-all email to everybody, and they're not specifically targeting you. You know what I mean? You're just getting.
It was written. It was like not even just the headline, because you can have it set up to change the name.
Yeah,
but
it was stuff about me
in the email.
It was a handwritten email.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to think of the Free State Project as my stuck-up older sister that lives upstairs and barely talks to me when she goes upstairs. She runs up the stairs and grunts.
I mean, look, I've said before, because I have been.
But she doesn't ask you for stuff.
I've been talked to by one of the board members of the Free State Project. I was talked to about this by a state representative who's a part of the Free State Project. They would like to see the relationship being repaired between Free Talk Live and the Free State Project. And I've always stated, I do not carry a grudge. I have nothing against the Free State Project or any of the individuals involved in it. I have even had Matt Phillips on this show between the time when we got kicked out of the Free State Project.
Usually
that's super Matt
weird. Shortly thereafter,
he's the one who wrote the thing.
Yeah,
saying
well,
that he kicked you
like
out because he had no use for you anymore.
Yeah, I don't have any grudge. I understand that he did what he felt like he had to do.
I mean, it's not even a grudge. I feel like a grudge has to be after the fact. If the show is still banned, then it's still during the fact.
Yeah, well,
I'm not even really mad at these people. It's
just
like,
Ian holds no ill will.
It's just like, pick one, you know?
And he's not kidding when he says he holds no ill will.
Right. It's not my problem.
I think it's been a couple of years now, and he has never broken this line of statement here to me in private at all.
No, you're the one who's been really mad.
Really mad? I mean, I
you were shouting at me and Daryl when we were driving up to.
I shout at you
Fest.
And Daryl because you don't pay attention and
no,
you
it's
mischaracterize
mad.
Wait, Daryl,
my statements on purpose.
Daryl has spoken at I think the one in the spring Liberty Forum. I think was the one he spoke at, but he's spoken at FSP events.
That's right.
Since the ban. So they don't intend to ban any of us specifically except Ian.
Well,
but
right.
you kind of can't ban a group and not.
Well, they banned Free Talk Live and they banned Ian Freeman.
Right, so Daryl and I couldn't go.
Why did they ban Free Talk Live? Why did they ban Free Talk Live?
Because it's Ian.
Ian.
There's a statement on the FSP's website that Matt Phillips wrote. He said that he banned it because it was useful to get people up here, but now we need to calm down, so therefore he's going to ban the show.
And that may be a true statement. And banning Free Talk Live may have been the very best thing they could do. I could not say.
Socrates, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I mean, I got nothing against the Free State Project, but I don't see any reason why we should put any more effort.
Yeah, but I'm not going to help them either.
I don't see why we should put effort into helping them. I mean, what are they doing now, really? I guess they're asking people to
throw
move
in
up.
Parties and
so
get in there and get
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm here in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
By the way, don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. We got different feeds for you. If you are a podcast listener or you'd like to become a podcast listener, you can go to feeds.freetalklive.com, and that'll pull up a list of different links that you can use to get connected with us online, like our iTunes feed or just our regular RSS feed for all the other podcast aggregators out there. Or maybe you want a specific type of our online show, like just the Edgington Post episodes. We have a feed just for that. And
we don't do Edgington Post the same way, though, now.
That's true. But it will still pick up just the episodes that have Edgington Posts in them. So that feed still will provide you with Edgington Post only. Only the shows with Edgington Post in them will show up on that feed. But it'll be our full show, but it'll be the ones with Edgington Post as opposed to the ones without. Maybe you want the digests only, the ones that our buddy Riley Blake makes in Utah every single night. He's going to be taking a break toward the end of the year, by the way, but he's been on it for like a year solid every single day, cutting together a 30-minute short version of each three-hour-long or two-hour-long show that we do every day.
I think that this is probably our biggest complaint about our main feed is it has both the digest and it has the regular show, so you're going to get a digest of the regular show you just listened to.
You get to choose. It's up to you.
If that's making you grumpy, listen to my words right now. You can go to, what is it, feeds.freetalklive.com?
That's right, yeah.
Feeds.freetalklive.com.
Pick one or the other if you want.
And set up your download feed right there.
You can do the full show feed, or you can do the episode, the digest only, or you can do the whole shebang. You know, get all of it. And then you filter it out. So however you want to do it. So our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's talk to James in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, James.
My cut lips are prolapsing.
He said I'm going to hit the dump button on that one anyway because I think he said the C word. It didn't sound like the C word there, but with the word.
But he said cut list.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It could have been something that sounds like cut list.
It could have been, yeah. Let's go to John.
He didn't sound like a person that might have something that sounded like a cut list.
It didn't sound like somebody who had anything intelligent to say, I'll tell you that. Let's talk to John, who I'm sure does have something intelligent to say in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. I'm calling about some encouraging developments in the current Bundy trial.
Bundys. These are the guys who have been in the news a few times over the last several years. The first time was the standoff at the Bundy Ranch out in, I think it was Nevada, between the Bundy family and the Bureau of Land Management that ultimately ended in kind of a stand down. Thankfully, I don't think anybody really got shot in that circumstance, but they ended up coming after them with criminal charges. And then later, a couple of the Bundy brothers went out to the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge with a large group of protesters and basically occupied that place for a series of several weeks before the federal government and state police came in there and used violence to remove people from that place, ultimately killing one man, Lavoie Finicum. Anyway, some of the charges they defeated in court at a jury trial, and what's the latest?
Well, this is the main standoff trial with Cliven, Ammon, and Ryan Bundy, along with Ryan Payne. And Pete Santilli was also being tried in this tier, but he pled out to some garbage felonies before the trial started. He got time served with some conditions. The developments have been even, which was great, but the developments have been even better more recently.
Really? Okay.
All of the defendants from this tier and the next have been released without bail. The trial is still going on, but it looks like it may be falling apart.
Excellent.
It appears that the prosecutor has been caught in prosecutorial misconduct.
Uh-oh.
Involving not allowing proper discovery of many facts relevant to the case. There was talk today in the court about double jeopardy, which seems to imply that the prosecution wants to get out of this trial and try them again. And it sounds like the judge is saying, no, we're not going that way. It sounds like they're saying, you can try this, or I'm going to dismiss everything. That seems to be a possibility now.
Nice.
So that may be coming, because they've sent the jury home now, and they're going to have 9 days to figure some stuff out. But it doesn't look good for the prosecution.
Wow. I'm so glad you're out there paying close attention to this trial, because otherwise
amazing.
We would get nothing about it.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing that, John. It's amazing how people that I talk to sort of in real life really believe the Bundys need to be punished for what they did.
What did they do?
Well, that's the thing, is the media, they're a perfect example of the media trying somebody being tried in the media.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything the media shows makes them look sort of very, very guilty. But
of what?
I don't know, being bad to the government, stealing
right.
land?
Well, if you're a sadist and you believe that the government can own land, then you probably think that they're guilty of trespassing and destruction of property.
You can believe that the people who are on the jury believe that. Mm. And they have not, John, have they managed to get a single conviction of anything through a jury trial at this point?
There have been a few convictions. And
like minor stuff, but the major stuff the people are let off of?
One guy in the first tier got 80 years.
Whoa.
Greg Burleson got 80 years. And I believe that is primarily because the FBI sent a film crew into the Bundy Ranch, into their home, really. Hmm. They thought it was independent filmmakers.
Yeah.
And so they
wow.
interviewed the Bundys and some of their friends over and over again. This guy, Greg Burleson, he gave the most smack talk. He said the most inflammatory things, and I believe that's why he was convicted.
Was it was he saying stuff like he was going to kill agents and things like that, or what was he saying?
Yeah, or that's what they should, and the militia should come down, yeah, and kill people, you know, those types of things.
It's almost like putting your F on the side of your AR-15. I'm surprised the jury got to see that stuff.
Well, as you know, Mark, that would be prejudicial, so
right.
of course it's allowed against the Bundys.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. So, one guy got 80 years. One guy got 8 years. A couple of guys are waiting for sentencing. But the main people they're going after, the Bundys and, you know, and their closest associates, they're coming out of this clean. The last one I talked to you about was Eric Parker and Scott Drexler. They were still in jeopardy after the first tier of trials, but they have both pled out to misdemeanors. So
wow.
They're out.
All right.
So a lot of things are going really good for the defendants here.
Sounds like they're doing some successful damage control. Of course, you know, it's always worth pointing out that anytime you encounter bureaucrats, they're going to take something from you. They're going to take your money or your time or your life. And it sounds like they've done a decent job of minimizing the amount of damage that these bureaucrats are doing to these folks. Keep us in the loop, John, as you continue to follow these cases. I really appreciate your call tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Was there anything else really we need to say on this coffee thing? It was pretty much done. Here's the other college-related safe space story. This is also from campusreform.org. Massachusetts correspondent Cassie Dillon writing that a dorm display at the University of Massachusetts Amherst is using Care Bears to help students who feel grumpy or stressed. Quote, feeling grumpy or stressed? Let the Care Bears help. Unquote. The display states above a large hand-drawn rainbow adorned with a bit of advice for students. Quote, it's important to take care of ourselves. Self-care is an active choice, and you should treat it as such, one section proclaims, while the other suggests that students, quote, surround yourselves with supportive people and reminders of what you love. Unquote. The display also suggests goofing around with friends, making time for fun, eating healthy, and getting enough sleep.
If these Care Bears get the college students to brush their teeth in the morning, I really don't care.
Yeah, okay, a bigger deal is being made out of that than it really is. Somebody put a sign up, and then somebody wrote an overly serious article about somebody who's being paid $10 an hour to play Farmville, what kind of sign they decided to decorate a dorm with.
So, but is this an indicator, though, of how childlike some college students are?
No, it's an indication of how bored the student workers are, is what it's an indication of.
And somebody can draw Care Bears, they did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This doesn't have to do with safe spaces
and
snowflakes.
Nobody was bored.
Because you expect to see Care Bears at like a preschool.
I wish we had more Care Bears in here. I mean, who cares? The Care Bears do. If it keeps one college student in that dormitory from sleeping with the basketball team, yes, the Care Bears are good.
All right. Okay, I'm not sure if I agree, but all right.
I can tell you the basketball team doesn't.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.